And you're welcome back to the programme. The time now is 27 minutes past the hour. I'm joined on the line now by Sabina Trench from Sliinua Careers. Sabina, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And welcome to the programme. We're going to look at a query this evening from NN by email. Hi, Sabina. I'm preparing for an interview, but I find it hard to answer those negative questions, such as, what are your weaknesses? What decisions do you find most difficult? How would you describe yourself? Any tips?
Right, okay. I suppose, yes, your listener there is right to look at those questions, because sometimes when people are preparing for interviews, they prepare for the positive stuff. You know, tell me about a time when you succeeded at something or other. But, you know, those stories can become a little bit bland or uninteresting, I suppose, after a while. So to mix it up, interviewers do often use what he or she describes as those negative questions. The first one there is quite typical, I think it was the weaknesses one. And often people kind of, you know, they head for the old safe, reliable, you know, I'm a perfectionist or, you know, whatever it might be.
Which but is I a weakness in itself.
It can be, yeah, absolutely. But they kind of put it, you know, I suppose put the spin on it, you know, that, you know, I perform to such a high level, I just don't like it when others don't. But I would say, you know, maybe have a little look at, maybe tell a story about a time in the past when, you know, maybe you were starting out on your career and there was a weakness there, but that you are addressing it and maybe working on it. That's a little bit more meaningful than I'm a perfectionist or something like that. You know, it could be, I didn't necessarily give enough time to clients when I met them originally. Mm. And sometimes I feel, you know, I'm trying to balance targets and getting to the next customer, but I've learned over the years to try and give that more time. But it's something that, you know, I'm always working on, you know, so that there's a bit more, I suppose, of a genuine story there. But to give it a little bit of kind of background or explanation to it. The other one there, I think they talked about decisions.
What decisions do you find difficult? Yeah,
and that is a challenging one. It really does depend on what level you're at, but I know one thing that, you know, I think all people would find difficult are, we'll say, maybe decisions that have anything to do that impact on people or people's lives. Maybe, you know, redundancies. You know, that's a difficult decision no matter who you are. You'd want to be made of stone now not to find those sort of decisions difficult. But, you know, maybe something like that, or where you might have to cut people's hours down, or maybe disciplinary actions or something like that. You know, but that, you know, still saying that while those decisions are difficult, that you are well able to make them. That's important.
Isn't there a difficulty, though, with these negative questions, such as what are your weaknesses or what decisions do you find most difficult or how would you describe yourself? Because if an interviewee is brutally frank, they may actually be giving the interview board the reason to say no to this particular candidate.
You're right. And, you know, you really could for sure be scuppering your chances. So this is where it's always really important to know the job specification inside and out. So if, for example, there's something in there on the job spec that says, you know, you need a forensic approach to detail. Mm. I certainly wouldn't be telling them that, that a weakness is I'm sloppy with detail and I rush through things or something like that.
Sure.
So ideally, you'd try and find something what I might call off-road, off that page, you know, off that job specification that really isn't vitally important to the role, but maybe, you know, there could be something in there about social media, as there is for so many jobs now, you know, your knowledge of social media and online platforms such as, you know, Twitter and that kind of thing. And that could be a slight weakness, but something that is easily fixed, you know, so that it's still not too serious. And more often than not, it, you know, something like that can be, unless it's a marketing executive job or something, it can be just a bit of an add-on tacked to the bottom of an awful lot of jobs. That's what we're seeing now anyways. So you could say, you know, I may not have been as up-to-date on social media as, you know, as I could be, but it's something I've worked on. I've signed up to a course. I did an online free course or something, and I'm working on it, but not obviously something that's, you know, top line, top 3 or 4 points on the job spec. Because think of it this way. If you were writing your, you know, your shopping list or whatever it is, you'll always tend to write the most important things first. And then by the time you're getting to the bottom, you're sort of, you're kind of putting in bits and pieces that are kind of extras and ideals rather than essentials and needed. Do you know what I mean?
And Sabina, this question that's frequently asked, how would you describe yourself? I mean, that's a very difficult question for anyone to answer, because really how you see yourself may be entirely at variance with how others may see you, particularly in the work context.
And that's so true. You know, there's a real level of self-awareness needed at that, you know, in that. Mm. But in saying that, when people ask you to describe yourself, I would shy away from sort of getting into anything sort of too personal. You know, there's no need for that, because this is a job application or a job interview, and we need to talk about work and professionalism. So what I would try and do is find maybe 2 or 3 top line characteristics that you might describe yourself as. You might be extremely professional. You might, you know, like I talked about, detail orientated. You might be really good with people and customers. And I'd try and package that into something that again links you back to the job. It's always, always, always about telling them what links you to the job. So yeah, even though that is a random, vague question, on first reading or first hearing, you need to make that answer applicable to the job at hand. So that is again going back to the job specification and saying, if they're looking for a person that is highly professional, excellent interpersonal skills and a really great networker, well then I need to be telling them how I'm very good in those areas.
So basically the answer to questions like this is to concentrate on the professional context. Don't go beyond that. It's not necessarily to go into the too personal. And
No. I mean,
just a text has come in. I mean, do you need to be economical with the truth?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, if you leave something out, fine. If you just want to leave something out, that's absolutely fine. So economical with the truth is probably good, but definitely no pork pies here, porky pies or whatever they call lies. But definitely stick with the truth. But if there are things you're not comfortable mentioning, I would just leave them out. But, you know, we're talking there, you know, you mentioned about being personal. Sometimes it is important to let an employer know what your personal circumstances are. Really does depend on the job, but it could be that you may appear quite young. You mightn't have a wedding ring on. They may not know that you're actually have a partner and children going to a national school. You know, that you are, you know, grounded in the area, settled in the area. And sometimes that little bit of personal detail is needed sometimes in an interview, just to kind of set out your wagon and say, I'm actually from this area. I've lived here for the last 15 years and I have children going to the national school or something. Just in case it might be something that you might have in the back of your mind, they'll think that, you know, maybe looking at your CV, maybe you're a foreign national and may not know how kind of committed you are to the area or the job or how long you might stay. So sometimes that little bit of personal information is useful.
Bearing in mind that the interview board itself is circumscribed in terms of the questions which can be asked of a candidate.
You're absolutely right. So we always go through that in the interview training sessions that we do. What are the kind of the questions that may not be asked,
yes,
but are on the minds of the people on the other side of the table? You know, we kind of maybe phrase that in why they might not want to give you the job, even though they won't say it. You know,
I mean, they can't ask such bold questions as,
are you married, or
are you married,
children?
Or do you have children, or are you planning to get pregnant in the next 12 months, or such.
No, they certainly cannot. No, and if they do, you know, I'd just sort of sweep it along and try and move on with that, because, you know, those are illegal questions. But sometimes it is in your favour to give up that information, even though you know that they can't ask it, but you may have a good idea that they're thinking it.
But is this just finally, Sabina, is this perhaps, from the point of view of the interview board, is this a way around questions, getting around questions which can't be asked, but which perhaps allows the interview board to acquire information that it couldn't ask directly, but it can secure it nonetheless?
Yeah, sometimes it could be a little bit like that, you know. Now, they'd want to, you know, want to be a very well-prepared board, you know, board to have that kind of approach to questions.
Yes.
In the main, though, I would say, you know, when there are people, two, three, four people across the table from you that have given a day to do interviews, or maybe more, their main objective is to get the best person for the job, you know. So, they're, you know, in general, they're going to stick to the job, stick to the most important information, and you shouldn't generally have to worry, you know, certainly not nowadays, you know, about those kind of those sneaky questions. But those negative questions definitely do need to be looked at, and you do need to prepare, because otherwise, you know, as you mentioned earlier, you could be digging a bit of a hole for yourself.
You do have to be careful.
Absolutely.
Very good. We shall leave it at that for now. It's just occurred to me, Sabina, you know, some evening we might do a piece on the questions that can't be asked by interview boards, and how
sure,
a candidate
yeah.
should actually react to such questions being asked. Because
that's a terrific idea. Yeah, I will do that.
You know, because I can imagine some woman being asked that question, you know, what are your... Well, they can't ask it as baldly as what are your family planning intentions, but do you intend to start a family within the next year or 2 years? Those questions can't be asked. But, you know, in the event that they were asked, and if an interview board...
What do you do?
What do you do, exactly? How do you react to that in a manner which is not going to perhaps just annoy the interview board and have them concluding, well, this person has a very strong personality in view of the question... that are at least in view of the response to the question asked. So maybe we look at that in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we will, surely. I'll have a look at that, and definitely we can discuss that in the next couple of weeks, for sure.
Very good. We shall leave it there. Great. Sabina Trench from Sleenowa Careers, as always, many thanks indeed.
Thank you, Aidan.
Good evening to you.